As we recognized our veterans during this year's Veterans Day, we certainly gave them our respect, gratitude for their service. Their past is one of valor, courage, sacrifice. Veterans Day also provides us with two very important lessons. First, even though Veterans Day has come and gone again, that debt we owe to our heroes needs to be recognized each and every day with acts of honoring those who served. Paul writes this in Romans chapter 13, verse 7, "Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." And second, the acts of our heroic veterans, not just a part of what is past, their acts have just as much value today as lessons for all of us to be inspired by and to learn from. Psalm chapter 85, verse 13 teaches us, "Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps our pathway." Service to country and freedom is the only way that both can exist. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 12. "For the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly ruined." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 instructs us to serve others through the gifts that God has blessed us with. Reading here, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." These gifts include the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. Among those gifts is humility. Most who have served see their act as simply a choice that they made or responsibility that they accepted. Jesus addresses this humility in Luke chapter 17, verse 10. Jesus speaking here, "So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants, we have done what was our duty to do.'" In case you weren't aware, this is the oath of enlistment that every person joining the U.S. military has to declare. "I, your name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God." Yes, God is with those who serve. They're in the battles of war, they're in their time of injury, they're in their time of healing, they're in his heaven welcoming each and every one of them into his paradise at their appointed time. So what about you? If you've been unable to serve for any legitimate reason, are you still serving those who have? James teaches that faith without acts is meaningless. We can serve those who have served all of us with financial support, giving to legitimate veterans organizations. We can speak up and fight back against wrongs being perpetrated against our veterans, as many of us have and continue to do regarding Walter Reed Hospital and the VA. We can attend a special meal event at a local VFW and share our time with our heroes. We can ask, "Are you doing okay?" Now, if you're one of those who refuse to serve despite being able and actually look down at those who do with your toxic thoughts and vile names, let me remind you about that time you burned or cheered on the burning of an American flag, posted hate speech on social media, or fell in line with some racist or anti-Semitic movements, how it was that person who did step forward, stepped up, and placed everything that they have at risk who preserved a righteous right, which you now twist so you can serve Satan. If I just referred to you, well, guess what? So does Psalm chapter 112, verses 9 and 10, which addresses how the righteous will be the ones who endure, not you. "He has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever, his horn will be exalted with honor, the wicked will see it and be grieved, he will gnash his teeth and melt away, the desire of the wicked shall perish." Okay, that's not the note I want to end this time with. Let me turn to you, who did serve, knowing full well there are many who today are facing problems and challenges. Embrace what Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, because it's a truth that no one human can ever, ever take away from you. "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you."